Welcome to the nation, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time in 2024. Great to have you in on a TD Tuesday, 877-881-1053. We got the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, repping his LSU purple, feeling good with the bowl games in action. We got college football playoff games to discuss. Jerry on this morning. We're loaded. We're absolutely loaded. It's great to see you.
We're loaded other than being loaded.
A little bit of both?
You could be. I thought about it. You know, I thought about one of those days of kind of talking, you just showing up and making it like a transfusion New Year's Eve celebration kind of a thing.
Just end the year.
Just end the year.
With a booze program.
Yeah, just booze it up and then see how it turned out. Might be the best show we have kind of a thing. But then I said, I don't know if he wants to do that. Figured you had some plans and stuff with the family.
Yeah. No one has bigger plans than the father of three with a 4, 3, and 2-year-old.
Yeah, we got LSU playing today, man. They're on the 30 minutes. We got a little them against the Baylor Bears.
I know it's gonna be tough to keep Broaddus locked in on the show today because he's got his LSU Tigers in a bowl game. Cannot lose to the Baylor Bears. Can't let that happen.
No,
can't let that happen to the program. That would be a disaster. You got your guy Nussmeier still spinning it, and he's coming back next year, so you have something to watch. You're still looking for some growth at the quarterback spot.
Still looking for some growth. Still, my man must have come back for some NIL money. You know,
I think, dude.
Yeah, dad must be happy there with the Eagles. He's got a team playing well, and got the son probably getting more NIL money.
Well, Brian Kelly's sending emails to guys like you.
Yeah,
the alum.
We need to give him more money.
He's more money.
He's not wrong. Any coach that stands up there and says, we need your money, and they want to be competitive, they're not lying. They are not lying, man. It is expensive to play college football nowadays.
He acts like he's playing from a huge deficit, though.
We're a broke state.
Oh, give me a break.
We are a poor state.
Your NIL dollars are up there with the best. You're in the top 3 or 4.
Because I got like 8 jobs sending them money.
You don't send them a dollar.
You see how many podcasts I do a day? What I tell you, I do a podcast in the morning. I come and then I go do DallasCowboys.com. Come here for 5 hours. Carry you all day.
Dang right.
And then turn around and do 2 more podcasts at night when Bobby decides he wants to do a Love of the Star podcast.
Also, you can pay LSU players to just not even perform that well.
We've had a few that have not.
You've got 2 seasons in a row now where we're scratching our heads about your Tigers, and now you're playing the Baylor Bears in a bowl game.
There's no question that to me that the money that you spent on NIL, which I think was 2nd or 3rd most in the country.
Yeah, upwards of 20 mil.
Did not, but I will tell you this though. There are some things that happened during the year, some bad losses. You know, there's some bad losses that they had. I mean, they got embarrassed in several games this year. And, you know, if you want to be one of these teams that's in the playoffs, you can't let that happen. So, yes, if a coach stands up there and tells you, hey, I need your money, he's not lying. Because they're getting tired of asking the alumni to come up with money. You know what I'm saying? They're getting tired of going to the same guys and gals that are giving, you know, $5 to $10 million a year, you know, for projects. So, believe your coach if he says he needs your money.
Yeah, I'm sure Kalen DeBoer is looking for some more money right now with Alabama. Do you get a warm feeling in your tummy when you see Alabama losing at any point in any game ever?
No, I really don't.
It doesn't really fire you up.
I respect Alabama. I hate the fact that Alabama's losing to Michigan more. I'm not a Michigan fan at all.
You're pulling for the SEC in this one?
Yeah. I'll pull for the SEC in this one, sure.
Unranked Michigan up 19-13 on Alabama.
I don't want to see Derek Holland get any joy out of this today. I want to see him miserable in his backyard with his Cleveland Browns outfit on. You know, with him trying to cook. He can't cook, by the way. He's a pretty good cook. But I want to see him miserable. He's got that, you know, he's probably got his Tom Harmon 1948 Michigan jersey on, you know, getting ready to, you know, I don't want to see him have any success.
Well, okay, so it's you'd rather Alabama win than Derek Holland win.
Let's go. Go Tide.
Alabama's
Roll
first.
Tide.
I believe Alabama had.
Rise Tide. What is that commercial? Have you seen the commercial? There's like a commercial where this guy's like they're outside the bus, and he keeps yelling, Raise Tide! Raise Tide! The lady goes, "It's Roll Tide." Oh, and he finally gets it right, you know?
I don't think I've seen that. That's great.
See, why do I, every time I bring something up, you guys look at me like, what are you talking about, old man?
Usually you're either getting it wrong in some way or you're hearkening back to a time that nobody can remember because it's from when you were born, like in the Great Depression era. So it's just, I have some blind spots.
63, sir.
63. Yeah, that's what you keep telling us. I'm still waiting on that birth certificate.
Alabama with a big punt return here. Come on, Tide, get back in this game.
There you go. The LSU Tiger, man. I've never seen a guy decked out in Tiger gear pulling for Alabama, but here we are with Brian Broaddus live in studio. Okay, man, Jerry Jones talking today. And, of course, the questions surrounding McCarthy, it's all over the place. But he's not under any unusual time frame at all, is what he says, in terms of how quickly he needs to decide.
We're not guaranteed tomorrow, Jerry.
We know what his track record is, at least when it came to Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
It's like we're going through the wild card weekend before Garrett's finally, not even fired, Garrett, just like.
Yeah, has anybody packed their boxes more slowly than Jason Garrett did coming out of that?
No, because nobody was forcing him. Jerry was like, yeah, keep showing up to work, man, for a couple of weeks, even though the contract is expiring. So that's where things stand with McCarthy obviously being noncommittal in every single way. Now, in regards to what's going to happen this Sunday, meaningless game for the Cowboys, trying to maintain the highest draft pick possible. And he says, in regards to seeing Trey Lance, overall, I'm real pleased with how Cooper Rush has played. We'll be doing some things Sunday that are in the best interest for our team going forward. So I don't know are you thinking maybe we see a little bit more Trey Lance action? Could he start the game? Could he get more than just a mop-up duty final series of the game?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
If I worked in the building, I'd be able to give you a definite answer, but I don't know if I could get anybody to tell me that. I'm taking this all the way, this approach, until the bitter end. I think they're doing everything in their power to keep Trey Lance's value down. And I don't think they want to necessarily show anything positive about Trey Lance. They've been with Trey Lance, practicing with him for the last 2 years. They know Trey Lance a lot better than you and I. You know, we've seen Trey Lance in preseason games and some mop-up stuff. But they have got an idea what they want to do with Trey Lance. I really, really do believe that they want to keep his value as down as possible. Would you catch a text?
Yeah, because you're wondering why we have no idea what you're talking about. I said, oftentimes you get it wrong. And apparently the commercial you're referencing was not Raise Tide. It was High Tide.
High Tide?
High Tide is the punchline
okay.
to the commercial that Raise you were tide. Referencing right there. Hey, but good news is you're not completely.
You've never seen it, right?
You're not ball sacking us because there's 50 texts right now. That are co-signing that commercial exists. They just had to give you a little edit.
I always have to give me help. Raise Tide. It was High Tide.
High Tide.
High Tide.
There it is.
All right. Thank you out there. Were they nice about it there?
They were nice. Yeah. Okay. Only a couple have brought us as a dumbass. Just a couple.
Yeah. Man.
Not most of them.
I live up to that moniker of being a dumbass.
Model of consistency.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, consistency is the mark of a champion.
I am one.
You're a dumbass champion.
I'm proud of that. Proud of being a dumbass champion.
If you're running things for the Cowboys, aren't you?
No.
Wouldn't you be sitting guys of value this week? Like Micah Parsons, you don't need to play this game.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Micah Parsons in this game.
So you can't do that to your coaching staff.
Looking at the depth of our linebackers for next year, I'm like Maris Leifau.
All right,
Let's go ahead and park it, dude. Let me tell you this. Deron Bland, thanks for playing.
If Jerry Jones had come out and said Mike McCarthy's coming back as our head coach next year, I sit everybody. The fact that he is not committed to giving me an extension, I got to play everybody. I got to try and win games. I got to leave a good impression on Jerry Jones before he makes this decision. If Jerry Jones truly and honestly has not made this decision yet.
You're not buying that, though, are you? Like that he hasn't made the decision?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are buying that?
Yeah.
So you think he's still going back and forth in his mind on what he wants to do?
Yeah, I do.
So this game actually matters from the coaching standpoint? Like, this Sunday matter for Mike McCarthy? He is what he is, whether they win this game
or 8 or 9.
They don't win this game.
They were 8-9. They finished the season with all the injuries and stuff. Jerry's going to come up with reasons to keep Mike McCarthy. I told you this, bro. They don't want to stomach changing coaches.
Well, then it shouldn't matter. Then you should be like, okay, we don't want to stomach changing coaches.
That's why Jerry Jones should come out and say Mike McCarthy's going to get an extension.
Or just whisper it in the ear if he doesn't want to make it public. Well, then, so that we can look.
I can't.
God forbid Leah Fowle gets hurt. Now you got no linebackers for next year.
I'm sorry. Until you tell me.
This should be the biggest Z game of all time. Until, Rico, thanks for everything you did.
Until you tell me that I have a job here next year, I'm playing every one of those MFers that can play. I don't care. And you know what? If I play them and you fire me and some of them get hurt, that's not my problem. That's somebody else's problem.
I get what you're saying with that from McCarthy's standpoint.
Yeah.
But man, if I'm Jerry, I'm knocking on the door and saying, here's the list of guys that you don't have this weekend.
Okay, then just come out and tell me that I'm fired. Because my job is to try and win football games.
All right.
Do you understand?
I totally do.
I mean, I totally do. I don't know why this is so hard. I know I'm not clear. I know I'm not.
No, you are being clear. It's just frustrating
it should be. But see, if he were to come out and say, hey, we're working on an extension right now with Mike McCarthy, hopefully have something buttoned up here by the end of the season. If that's the case, then you can make your mandate of like, here are the 12, the 14 guys that I don't want you to play. But until he comes out and gives me a vote of confidence or a vote of, yes, you're coming back, I am playing every one of those MFers because I got to try and find a way to win this game. You know, I signed up for 17 weeks. I'm sorry, Eric, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying, though, if I'm Mike McCarthy and you give me the mandate not to play guys and then you're going to fire me? Okay.
I get that. I get that from McCarthy's standpoint,
for sure. That's not fair to Mike McCarthy, is it?
I guess we're playing the fairness game. I don't know. But 903 makes the point about players still have performance incentives.
Some.
So I don't know who those exact players are for the Cowboys, but certainly you would want to factor that in.
You would
in.
Figure by the time they got to the last game, they would have
that completely dialed and buttoned up, and they would know. And if that's the case, then you can understand, okay, we want to get this guy in. He needs another catch or needs a few more tackles or yards, whatever it is, so he can meet his bonus. I totally understand that. But, man, I'm just trying to prepare myself here. You don't want anybody getting hurt. That's going to matter for you next year.
Man. Oh, I totally agree.
And you
agree.
Definitely want
so, yeah. Derek Eagleton asked us today on the show. He goes, what do you want out of this last game? I said, everybody to get up after every single play. Just let everybody get up after every single play today in this football game.
It's like a preseason game.
Don't want anybody laying on the ground. Don't need anybody hurt, like you said. But Mike McCarthy... Obviously, Jerry Jones has not made a decision on his head coach. I think he wants to see a win against the Washington Commanders.
Well, we saw a win for the Lions last night in what was a meaningless game for them. But, you know, man, Campbell can't help himself.
No, he played a meaningless game. This is why their team has been as good as they are the last 2 years. Because what did he do? He went to a game in Green Bay last game of the year. Nothing to play for. Knocked Green Bay out. That right there was the first cornerstone to them being the team they are right now.
Yeah, and for the Cowboys, their cornerstone is being knocked out by the Packers at home in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's what the Cowboys haven't built this foundation of being tough guy, kneecap biter, we win at all costs
coach.
And who we are. That's not
coach.
Who the Cowboys are. So I get why Man Campbell did that. He's tried and true and consistent with who he is and what he does, and now he's maybe the best team in the sport. Mm-hmm. That's not the foundation that McCarthy and the Cowboys have laid for the last half decade. So I think it's different from that standpoint. But now the Lions, the sixth team to go undefeated on the road in a season since the year 2000. So,
the Cowboys one of those teams? I think the Cowboys one year went on the road, and they couldn't win a damn game at home, and they won all the games on the road.
2014. Your 2014 Dallas Cowboys.
There you go.
The Chiefs in 2020, Patriots 2016, Patriots 2007, and the Rams in 2001. Those are the teams since 2000 to have gone undefeated on the road. So, did you watch any of that game last night, or were you That Jameson Williams play.
Yeah.
That was special. Ben Johnson it was a fun game. It was meaningless, but I'm like, dang it, they're making this fun enough to where we're gonna go ahead and park this thing and watch the Lions take it home. Brock Purdy gets obviously his elbow banged up. Mm. Should be okay, but man, that's multiple elbow issues for a guy that you're thinking about maybe handing the fatty boombah contract to.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. That's going to be a fascinating one. But we do know that the Niners, Jed York has come out and said that John Lynch, the GM, and Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, are safe and they will be remaining in San Francisco. All right, we're out of the gates here in the G-Bag Nation for the final time in 2024. G-Bag of the Day with Lucius coming up at 2:30. And we have a winter classic food item that's not really getting the people going. And what are your New Year's Eve plans? That's next year in the nation. Congratulations to the 214. Brock Purdy being banged up last night kept, or maybe just some of the numbers that he put up, kept this dude out of last place in his fantasy league. So good for him. That's fantastic. And shout out to our guy Vinny as well. Just texted in that he was able to win $800 in his fantasy league thanks to the Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown late in that game that put him over the top. He won a neck-and-neck championship title. Baby Back Gibbs is the name of his team, and Gibbs with the touchdown late in the game to win him the title. Congratulations to Vinny. All right, G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a few minutes. What are you doing for New Year's Eve tonight? 877-881-1053. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333 with Frankel and Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Michigan beats Alabama in the bowl game.
Damn.
And the LSU Tiger is frustrated about
it. One of my dear friends, who's a lawyer here in town, Bob Weathersby, is a teammate of mine at LSU.
Fake name.
Bob Weathersby from Athens, Georgia. He texted me. He goes, "You hate Alabama." He said that to me. I said, "I hate Michigan more." I texted him back.
I can't believe.
Woo, man. Thanks for listening, brother. Love you, man.
I can't believe you hate Michigan more than you hate Alabama. That cracks me up.
I just hate Michigan.
There's something about their uniforms.
Yes.
People were making the argument that Oregon should have done a special with the Nike stuff. Mm-hmm. They should have done a special kind of Wolverine style uniform for tomorrow's game versus the Buckeyes because it would just throw them for a loop.
Just show up with like the
Phil Knight's like, "Hey, I got something cooked up for you guys."
Show up with the duck feathers looking like that.
Yeah, we're gonna lean into this Wolverine.
Have like all kinds of like awards on your helmet and all that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Are you partying tonight?
No. Walking 4 miles and watching the ball drop.
You will stay up to watch the ball drop.
I'll do my very best.
All right.
I'll do my very best.
I know you've been on your walking kick these days. Yeah. So you're going to walk into the new year.
I'm going to walk into the new year. Yes.
And you said you had like a laundry list of resolutions, right? You've been really looking in the mirror, trying to get introspective.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe getting new teammates on this radio show if I can. That was one of the things I was like, number one, keep Lucius. Get rid of everybody else.
You've enjoyed Walchuk and Dawson being out, but you hate the idea that you've been stuck next to me for 2 weeks.
They might not be coming back. You don't know.
Oh, you've been putting in the call?
This might be your last day, too. Get ready.
Happy holidays. I get the pink slip as I walk out of here.
You might think, like, you know, the boss brought you a cup of coffee.
No, see, that's not fair. This is like Jerry Jones. Like, you better just tell me now. Don't do this thing where you're going to keep me waiting
and you're and you're like, oh, Mike McCarthy needs to be gone now.
Tell me now.
Yeah.
Okay, so no resolutions for Broadus this year? Nothing in particular?
Oh, we always have resolutions that we want to do.
But they're vague, and you don't write them down, and you forget about them on January 2nd?
Every time I kind of feel like that, hey, need to do this, need to be a little bit better, you know, it doesn't work out all that well. Like, hey, don't go to the Chinese buffet 3 times a week. So I go 4, you know? That kind of thing.
All right. That's fantastic.
There's nobody in America that loves rice more than me. Nobody.
You feel confident when you say that?
Rice or bread? I don't know which one. If you had to take a choice, which would you take? Rice or bread?
Oh, man, that's tough. I'd probably go bread, though.
Yeah.
Because then I can still have pizza. I can still have Texas toast. Oh. I love a good one of my friend's wives has become a sourdough bread baker. And does, so they'll give us a loaf from time to time.
Does she grow her own sourdough? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. Because she says she uses minimal clean ingredients, whatever, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a cultured thing that if you keep it, you constantly, like it's a living starter.
She is doing that. Yes, she is doing that.
Did I just ask the question in a way that you just didn't get it?
I had no idea what you meant until you explained it. Now I definitely understand. Now I get it.
I think there's a lot of people texting if you're ready for me not to do this job anymore.
Raise tide, ladies and gentlemen.
Raise tide.
We have the Winter Classic going down, and that is at Wrigley. Chicago-style poutine.
That's the fries with gravy. Remember that? That's kind of that Pittsburgh dish.
Okay, so that's...
Or it's actually a Canadian dish. I think Pittsburgh people do it, but it's a Canadian dish.
It doesn't look like... This photo doesn't look overly... Yeah, overly pleasing.
Fries and brown gravy is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. In a mini hockey helmet. Fries, Italian beef, gravy, white cheddar cheese, curds, and some sweet peppers.
Let me tell you the first thing.
That's the special concession
item. Okay, see the sweet peppers, that's the Chicago twist. You know, when they have those Italian...
Yeah, I go with the pepper. I like the peppers.
The meat sandwich, beef sandwiches and stuff. Yes, peppers are a big part of that.
Yeah,
that's Chicago twist.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the staying power of French fries in a
gravy
in a cold environment. Yeah, and the gravy and whatnot. But you get the
gravy
mini,
is hot.
You get the mini hockey helmet, which is nice to take home with you.
I kind of feel like though, if you get it like that the hot gravy over those fries might be good.
Keep it going.
Might be.
They also have 24-ounce mini hockey sticks that are for your beer. Which is pretty cool. That's a cool take home because you get the beer bats in baseball. But
I've seen. How about the margaritas? The bat margarita. We saw those at the ballpark quite a bit.
Those are special. Those are fantastic. Still,
you know what? I think the first thing, Eric, we go to opening day when we're out there. I think I'm gonna get. I gotta get the ice cream and the batting helmet. I always talk about it and I never do it. I just walk right by it. I just always walk right by the. You know, we're like you and I are carrying our chairs going through. The crowd, and we walk right by the bluebell thing and never go for the helmet, the ice cream helmet thing. I think I'm going to do that.
Well, they have the ice cream sundaes every Sunday. It's usually like dollar bluebell or whatever. I don't know if it's every Sunday or just a handful throughout the season, but that's what we need to do and just go punish as much ice cream as we can. Take home like 50 helmets.
Or I can go with you and stand in line and get the vodka drinks two at a time.
Let's go ahead and do that as well.
I'll go get the ice cream helmets and you get the vodka drinks.
I'll get the vodka.
Yeah.
817, I've partied for New Year's Eve every year for the past 12 years
I turned. Be safe.
I turned 30 this year and will be going to the Dallas Symphony for a change.
Oh.
Hoping to be back home by 10 o'clock. Look at this. He turns 30 and
can I ask if you're going to wear a tux tonight?
You wearing a tux, 817? Let us know.
Let me tell you what. I think the Stars play tonight. I think the Stars play. Okay.
972 is going to the Stars game tonight.
All right. I'll tell you what. The Stars, I've done the Stars New Year's Eve game. That is a blast. Dress up and go to that. That's fun. The crowd gets, Stars crowds are good anyway, but man, when you walk outside, walk with the crowd and you're all kind of dressed up, you know, and you're going to the hockey game.
It's a fun deal.
It's kind of fun.
I like the idea of like you're dressed to the nines, but you also have the face paint like a rabid hockey fan.
I would go for the black tie look. You have the black tie look, but have your hockey sweater over your black tie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love it. And the 817, 469, going to chill with my gorgeous red-headed woman and our two ferrets. Probably going to burn one. All right, let's go into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander. It's G-Bag of the Day.
Plans. I like those plans. And you got a red-headed girl too, Phil? Show off. Show off. My pops is having a big old New Year's Eve party. He lives over there by Joe Pool. I initially said, I'm with you. But now I don't want to drive. It's like amateur night driving tonight. You know what I mean? All these drunkards on the road. They don't know how to drive already. Yeah. You know what I mean? First of all, on a Monday, don't know how to drive. Imagine them liquored up. What, a reason to party? Driving? Yeah. It scares me, man.
You might have to crash on Pops' couch or something. You just want to park it wherever you're going to be at.
I was thinking that. There's plenty of room over there, but I also just don't want to leave. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sitting in my house, and I can check DFW scanner in Dallas, Texas TV and see what's going on out there without me leaving.
Are you hoping mug for shotties. A police chase?
Yeah. Look at these fools crashing out for 2025. Yeah. All right, our winner and champ so far. We're going to... Northern Illinois, the Huskies. And yes, I put an S on Illinois, fam. They beat Fresno State. in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Here's the Huskies coach. He was super excited after the win.
Coach, you just got dumped with the Idaho Potato Fries. What does it mean to take home this win for your team?
You know, that was the best dump of my career.
Come on.
And it was French fries.
It was French fries.
They were a little bit salty.
And it was French fries.
And it was French fries. Just let you know.
I got
to clarify here.
Uh-huh.
All right, what we got.
Never had a French fry that was too salty, Lucius. Not in my time.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't like them too soft.
You like the crunch?
Give me a crunch, like the mid vibe. Or you can give me every once in a while the crunchy one.
Right.
But I don't like the sauce.
Okay, this is why.
Yeah, but in this hypothetical scenario, you're actually just ordering onion rings, Lucius, and you're not even messing around with
that. That was where I was going next.
Back to reality.
He's telling you about French fries, how he likes them, but if you said, hey, but you can have onion rings, bring them. I know, Lucius, bring them.
Yeah, you're right. You said something about rice or bread.
Yeah.
I was like, thinking what you guys were saying. I was like, man, both. I'll throw them both away.
What?
I don't eat rice or bread. All right, let's see here. I mean, with a sandwich or something, I would, or with a burger or something, but it's just the rolls that sit on your tables.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that.
Like chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and a roll. I'm not eating the roll.
All right, let's see what else we got right here. Let's go to Fulham FC.
Fulham
FC, London's original football club. The announcers, they're mad at a guy that is flopping out there. You know, did a Marv Albert. No, it's not a Marv Albert. Who is that? Shoot. Van Gundy. Remember Van Gundy was ranting about the flopping? Jeff Van Gundy. Yeah, that's a flop. Yeah, well, he's mad at the floppers out there. While this guy named Harry Wilson, you familiar with him? Oh, Harry Wilson, Harry! He's a gentleman, Harry! He kicks a game winner.
Anthony Robinson trying to work his way past Neto. He tried to take Iwobi out. Play goes on. Header back. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Come on! Fuller!
Harry Wilson!
It's Harry Wilson again! Harry the hero! Neto can clear off, lying on the ground, holding his face, you cheat! Harry Wilson from close range.
You cheat. Like the very beginning. We say, oh, get up.
Anthony Robinson trying to work his way past Neto.
He wanted to call him something foul.
Yeah. Oh, get up. It's not a flop.
Man, we need to get some English accents on our NBA games, you know, on our NFL games. Mix in a little TD Tuesday with some accents. Come on now.
Yeah.
That would be good.
We got the guy. He's on the 10th floor right now.
Yeah.
That's true. British in.
Yeah, British in. Hey, this is not one, but everybody wants to know why Tom Brady talks like this. He's from California. All that time up there in Boston. Get to him.
He's held onto the ball quite a bit this season, and he's taken a lot of sacks. Almost 46 sacks this season alone.
It's even better the second time through.
Socks. In my apartment. With my water.
That would be tough, man. You spent 20 years in Boston?
Yeah, he picked it up.
You're gonna pick up a couple of those.
He picked it up. Car, I like that one. Car. I got a brand new car. One more here. Well, not necessarily. Hey, the new Ranger, Jock Peterson.
Jock.
Talking big, baby. Talk about packing the Astros out. I'm talking about pack them out. Blow them in the air.
Played the Astros a couple times in the World Series, and they put together a nice little run, and it's coming to an end, and it's time for us to take over the West. And so, like I said, there's lots of things that are going in the right direction for the Rangers to be on top of this division. And I don't know, you talk to a lot of teams, they want to win the World Series and do this stuff like at the start, and I told Siwa, I mean, all we got to do is get to the playoffs. You let Bochy do what Bochy does in the playoffs, usually comes well. And then, I mean, you add in a sprinkle of Seager in there, and next thing you know, we're all walking around with more rings.
He painted a hell of a picture there.
He did.
Little Seager sprinkles.
Yeah.
The best topping in the world.
ball quite a bit this season, and he's taken a lot of sacks.
Sacks. All right, bro, that's it. I mean, I got more, but we don't have that type of time.
All right,
who's
here
your favorite
we go.
Team, Tom? The Sox.
The Sox.
Is it your one-time champ, yeah. The college football dump of the career? Is it the Fulham FC flop alert? Tom Brady and the Boston Sox, or Jock Peterson packing out the Astros? How can you not go with Big Jock? New fan favorite. Friend of the program.
Friend of the program, yeah.
I'm going with my guy, Jock Peterson.
Okay, I like that. London's original football club, the announcer, but I do like what Jock's doing there.
Here we go.
I do like Jock too, but don't be flopping.
Don't be flopping. Wow, sorry about you, Jock. We got, what was it, Harry Wilson
with the game winner.
All right, congratulations to Harry and the entire Wilson family. You're the G-Bag of the Day champion. All right, let's see. New Year's Eve here. Final program of the year in the G-Bag Nation. Let's go ahead and crank open a rim sesh. Mavs taking L. How about Wemby being a man of the people? And this star is looking to get moved. It's the G-Bag Nation for the final time in 2024. Let's crank open a rim sesh, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll hit you with the NFL news of the day. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. The G-Bag Nation going all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance. Is that how he does it?
Yep.
Okay.
Kinda. You have to ask it.
Yeah. Oh, that's wrong one.
It is a TD Tuesday, Lucius.
It's a commercial.
Oh, that was the commercial you got wrong earlier. Okay, very good.
High tide.
LSU was officially underway versus Baylor.
7-0.
Broaddus not liking the uniform combination, wishes they would just keep it with the old school, with the traditionals.
The traditionals.
But what are they doing it for? Who are they doing it for, Broaddus?
They're doing it for the kids.
Doing it for the kids.
Yeah, they're not doing it for me. They're doing it for the kids.
Well, it is always a special occasion when we get to crank open a rim sesh and acknowledge that Spencer Dinwiddie and PJ Washington had one heck of a game last night. Unfortunately, it did not lead to a victory. Yes, you were up 37-20 after the first quarter, but that's not the point. The point is you got smashed on the glass last night, despite the fact that you were trying to run big lineups out there as much as possible, and Gafford's getting all the blocks. I mean, geez, 13 blocks on the night. The rim protection was outstanding. I believe the Kings shot like 45% in the paint, but you just couldn't do anything on the glass. 18-2 in the offensive rebounds category. Yeah. That's going to get you crushed. And Sabonis... Man, Gafford is no match for old Sabonis and the Kings, who have been just awful this year, riding like a 6-game losing streak coming into it, firing their coach. But De'Aaron Fox is the real deal. Got to acknowledge that.
Got beat by a coach on a leash.
Yeah, coach on a leash.
Coach on a leash.
Do you know what that even, you know what that is? Do you know what the deal is with that?
I know there's a picture of that.
Have you seen the photo?
I've heard about the picture of the photo. I was told we just lost to a coach on a leash.
Sacramento Kings had named Doug Christie. Mavs fans will remember him for his 2-week stretch or whatever here. A little bit of an odd bird, but he's their interim head coach now. And yes, there is a photo from probably the 90s of him being
led around
on a leash by his dominatrix
missus.
I don't know, girlfriend, wife, what the deal is. Ladies. Have you seen this photo, Lucius? Are you familiar with this?
I didn't think it was real at first. I was like, okay, hey, man. Hey, do what you got to do, Big Doug.
I just saw a video.
Do what you got to do, dog.
Big Doug.
He's trying to keep the peace in this house. Hey, this is what you want? All right, fine, man.
This is out in public, bro. This is like on a sidewalk.
It's crazy.
This is one of the crazier, and that guy was
the coach. You think he asked for it, or she said, hey, this is, you know, I got to dominate this man totally.
Or if he's
like, I want to be embarrassed. This is my, because that's some people's vibe, and I don't want to king shame.
Yeah.
Some people's vibe. Yeah, I don't want to king shame, but some people like to be strapped on with leathers and beat up and shamed publicly. Yeah. By the one they love.
Not trying to shame anybody, but that's a little crazy. I do think the fart jar guys are probably, they deserve to be kink shamed, don't you think? This fart jar stuff's getting out of hand, Broaddus.
Yeah.
You know that better than anyone.
Is that a real thing?
The fart jar
fart
stuff?
Jar?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. These girls are going viral all over the place by just just letting them fly into a jar and then capping it and then mailing it out to the guy who's a nut job.
Mailing it. And you don't even really have to fart in that thing, dog.
You can just spray the fart spray in there.
Yeah, and, you know, fart only have, like, what, 3-4 seconds? And once you open that up,
if it's Wolchek, it's more like 8 to 10.
Yeah, he's got some hang time.
He's probably really her boyfriend farting in the jars and selling them.
Yeah, that's one of the craziest things that has taken over the last couple of years.
We have a
years.
Home business, babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need some more mason jars. I'm going to the store.
Yeah, we need some more hard-boiled eggs, honey. It's crazy.
Is it? Yeah.
And I don't know if Doug Christie's into that necessarily, but yeah, he was getting leashed around. And this girl, I don't know if this is something he wanted necessarily, Lucius, but I you can see in the photo, like this girl is dressed to be a dominatrix as well.
Yeah.
So she's fit for
character. I think the missus. I think because she used to travel on road trips.
Yeah, she followed everywhere on the road trips with him. She ran everything. Mm. Doug Christie just hooped.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the mouthpiece.
Yeah. Well, there
she was
it
like
is.
His manager, his momager.
Unbelievable. Momager.
He probably calls him ma'am.
That is truly a crazy thing that the Mavericks lost to that coach last night. Yeah. And he has those type of photos circulating the internet.
That's a bad loss, I'd say.
As you can qualify it as a bad loss.
He's been with her, 20 plus years,
maybe?
It's
been a long time.
Yeah, that's love, dog. Yeah. That's love, bro.
That is love.
We hating.
We are hating, bro. Oh, LSU with a pick six.
LSU got a pick six?
Go Tigers. Yeah, 14-0.
Nice, dude. You guys are going to run away with this
one. I hope.
There's no way you lose to the Baylor Bears. That would be borderline all-time low, wouldn't it be, for your squad? All right, hey, so we have ESPN, and it's Bobby Marks, it's Tim McMahon, talking about Brandon Ingram, a priority for the New Orleans Pelicans front office to trade him.
What?
And they're obviously a bad, bad basketball team. And now it looks like they are really looking to move Brandon Ingram, one-time All-Star, and the contract extensions, the conversations have just fizzled out, and so now it's a priority for the Pelicans to move on from Brandon Ingram. So that'll be an interesting name to monitor here as we inch closer and closer to the NBA trade deadline. Of course, you have the Jimmy Butler stuff with the Heat, and he was kind of away from the team a little bit. Now he's back, and he's being asked about, do you want to be in Miami? And he's like, that's a good question. Who knows? I don't. But right now I'm here, so I'm going to make the most of it. That's how Jimmy Butler is talking right now. Seems inevitable. I know Pat Riley came out a couple of weeks ago and was like, no, we're not trading Jimmy Butler, and that's that. But that's what you would do so that you don't completely, you know, just diminish the return that you could get on him if everybody knows you're wanting him to get out of there. But it seems clear Jimmy Butler doesn't want to be there. And I would expect Brandon Ingram and Jimmy Butler to have new homes by February 6th. Which is the trade deadline.
Yep.
And then the Zion stuff is interesting too, but I don't know what you could fetch for him right now. I'm sure there are still teams in the sport that would give up quite a bit for Zion.
Mike Bassick asked me an interesting question when he was heading on out after a show. Is there a team that would trade for Zion that feel like they can get his weight in control and his dietary habits and stuff? Do you think there's a team? You think there's a team that would trade for him that think they can do that? Or is he always going to be that type of a player that you're dealing with a guy that, and hey, I agree with him. I like to eat too. I mean, I'm trying to tell you guys to eat bread and rice, you know, and that doesn't make you small.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
But the weight stuff always just gets harder as you
get older.
That's not something
he's a
that's
young
getting,
guy still, isn't he?
No, I know, but he's dealt with these issues for years now. You're dealing with that at 20 years old, and I'm going to think that at 30 you're not going to be.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Could you trade for him thinking that, hey, we can get his dietary stuff in control?
I personally wouldn't. I wouldn't have that type of confidence that I could do that, but, I mean, the only team that I know that is the super strict, it's the Heat culture stuff. All these former players talk about playing for the Heat. Shaq, and you're having to weigh in every week. And
that's a Pat Riley thing.
Yeah, that's like a Pat Riley thing.
Yeah,
that's
old
maybe,
school.
Maybe,
Parcells was like that.
Yeah.
Old school. Yeah, I'm not going to let you get out of shape here on my watch. That's kind of the Parcells way. I mean, Larry Allen used to carry like money to like the scales because he knew he was going to get fined for every pound he was overweight. He just paid it right there. He just carried like $3,000 with him and just, you know, peeled the $100 bills off and then walked away.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Can you put into his contract that he can't go to certain places here in Dallas?
I don't know, Lucius.
You can't go to Nick and Sam's.
Yeah.
No Rudy's Chicken, bro. No Fuel City Tacos, fam. Lucius, like, you can't go. We need you to hoop. No Sweet Georgia Browns, dog.
Lucius, like, do you have a place?
Tottles, stay away.
You would just have to tell him the one or two places he can
That's
go.
It.
Because.
You got to hire the cook.
You got to hire. Yeah, you got to have your own
that's
chef.
A good point.
But Lucius, is there a place that you could eat at every single day of the rest of your life?
Oh, man.
You have a place, Chief? Every single day, you eat at this place.
It got shamed this year, but the Cheesecake Factory, I could eat there a lot.
Oh, the menu is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You can never have the same thing. I mean, seriously, you could go there, but I was just kind of thinking about that, the same thing. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's like some Cajun place or something like that I'd go.
For you personally? I mean, yeah. I was thinking the China Buffet.
Oh, I do. You're good point.
Papado's is amazing.
I was there.
I love eating that Papado's.
I was there Saturday night.
Oh.
Chili and sea bass is incredible.
I'm glad you said Papado's because that might be the one. I've only been there a few times, but everything good. I've tried there is just out of this world.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
And I had
Papado's is great.
That's where I had the gator bites.
Oh.
Like fried gator.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Out of this.
Does it come with a sauce? Because I've never had gator. Even though I've lived in Louisiana, I've never had gator.
I think they have a sauce for it. Somebody could probably text
in. There's a little sauce that goes with it. It's kind
of Romalon?
Yeah, I can't tell you, Broadus. You know all about that. I can't.
I know. Yeah, I know.
But
I didn't mean to sound like a jackass.
Get in your bag, bro.
Yeah, I'm that dude.
That was really just Lucius. I know.
Get in your bag.
God, I've never had.
I have my limitations.
I was probably dipping it in ranch or honey mustard or something. You know, because it's like a chicken tender. If you didn't know anybody, you'd be like, man, is this the best chicken tender I've ever had?
Wow.
And they'd be like, no, because you're eating gator. Yeah. Like, all right. Congratulations to the Bulls and the Hornets for the second time this month. They tied the NBA all-time record for combined missed threes in a game.
Gosh.
With 75, dude. Oh. These two teams have now matched up twice in the last month, and both times they hit the combined mark of 75 missed threes, which is truly hilarious. Now, but we do have a clip, though, of the Hornets play-by-play. This game ends up going to overtime because Miles Bridges of the Hornets actually made a three in a game where they were missing threes at a rapid rate. This was the game tying three to send it to overtime, and listen to the play-by-play guy of the Hornets just completely losing himself here.
Bridges for the tie. Got it!
Absolutely electric in what was probably one of the single worst games that dude's ever had to witness, except he just witnessed that same disgusting performance just a couple of weeks ago. Now, did you guys see what Wemby did over the weekend? Man of the people, Wemby.
Playing chess. Playing chess.
This was really cool.
Yeah.
He just tweets out randomly while he's in New York getting set for a game. He says, what are the best spots to play chess in New York City? And then he follows it up a few minutes later with, who wants to meet me at the southwest corner of Washington Square Park to play chess? I'm there. And then photos come about with Wemby sitting down, just playing random dudes in New York City, just squaring off in chess.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I hope he does that when he comes to Dallas. Not that I'd be able to play chess against him, but
that's a Jabbar move right there. Man of the people type vibes.
Man of the people.
Yeah, playing chess with the peoples.
Yeah.
I'm Kareem.
Likeable dude. I wish he was not a Spur. That's super frustrating that he's a Spur, but he's super cool and he's an awesome player. And I love that. Shout out to our guy Wemby. All right, there it is, a rim sesh here for the final time in 2024. We have a College Football Tuesday Darty coming up at 3:20, leading into Krusty's Corner. But let's get you that NFL news of the day next year in the nation.